2 years ago, Haines officials decided to make a financial sacrifice in an effort to increase cruise ship traffic. The Assembly approved a 3-year program to give a 50% docking fee discount to cruise ships tying up at Port Chilkoot Dock. The waiver program went into effect this year, and Haines Tourism Director says it's showing results.
We're definitely on the increase.
Leslie Ross is Haines' outgoing tourism director. The town's first cruise ship arrives in less than a week. It kicks off a season that will see about 46,000 cruise passengers. That's about an 8,000-person increase from last year. Haines will see about 20 more port calls this summer compared to 2016.
You know, I can't say it's completely from the incentive that we're offering, but I think that incentive program joined with our personal visitations to the cruise lines in Miami and Seattle made a huge difference.
The docking discounts this year add up to about $54,000 that is not going into borough coffers. But other revenues, like sales tax from the increased number of ships, should help offset that cost. Most of the new ships are on the small side. They include the 450-passenger Seabourn Sojourn and the 200-passenger The World. Ross says next year, UnCruise plans to add Haines to its list of destinations.
I think that Haines is very attractive to those smaller and mid-size level ships, and I think they're a great fit for Haines. They're looking for more of the exclusive ports. And again, looking at that more adventure excursions and the arts and culture.
There are also 4 bigger ships docking in Haines, including 2 Holland America vessels on their regular Wednesday schedule. The 2 largest ships are also the first to arrive.
There's no practice run for us this season. We have to be ready to go here.
The 2,500-passenger Radiance of the Sea makes its only stop in Haines this Sunday, May 21st. The Grand Princess makes its first of 3 planned visits on May 23rd. Ross hopes the bigger ships will make more frequent visits in upcoming years. The close to 50,000 passengers expected in Haines is dwarfed in comparison to its closest neighbor, Skagway, which will see about 800,000 cruise visitors. Ross says Haines' proximity to Skagway is actually one of the biggest draws for cruise companies.
The access to the railroad is huge. It's a huge attraction for people coming up to the area, and I like to look at that as an asset to Haines.
Ross is referring to the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, a wildly popular shore excursion in Skagway. But she says it's also tough for Haines to be situated right between 2 major cruise ports.
Haines is seen as a secondary destination to the larger destinations of Skagway and Juneau.
Ross says dealing with cruise traffic is a balancing act between the economic benefit of more ships and the desire to keep Haines' distinction as a quieter, more intimate experience.
Trying to maintain Haines as that, you know, we want to maintain our town as a more intimate destination for both cruise passengers and for independent travelers. We have to have that balance.
Things are looking good for independent travelers as well. Ross says the Alaska Marine Highway ferry schedule for Haines is much improved over last year.
We are back to our day ferry and only an occasional day when we don't have the link to Skagway.
Ross hopes the independent traveler and cruise visitor numbers continue to rise. But since her last day as tourism director is in early June, it will fall to her successor to help carry the momentum forward. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.